Boss Man Show. We're here with Jeff Capel, the coach of the Pitt Panthers out of the ACC Conference, who we'll see for Georgia Tech this year as well. Coach Capel, how are things going up there in Pittsburgh, man?
Things are going pretty good, man. Just trying to get better each day.
Yes, indeed. So, Coach, you're heading the year two leading the Panthers. What do you say has been your greatest accomplishment so far to come to the program in March of 18?
Well, you know, it's been a climb. We're just trying to, you know, grow and get better every day. You know, we have a good group of young men that have worked extremely hard in the offseason and in our preseason, and we're excited to get started. We jump right into it with an ACC game against a really, really good program in Florida State. And so we know that we're going to have to be ready. We know that they'll be big, long, and athletic and play hard and be coached really well. And so, you know, we're excited about the challenge and excited about the opportunity.
You kind of touched on that, Coach, about getting better each day. So this offseason, Coach, did you kind of spend time watching the film with your guys to get them more developed, get them with the strength coach, get them bigger a little bit, and kind of work on their mental game as well, and I'll get them on the court a little bit to maybe give them one more thing or two to get themselves better to play against a tough slate in the ACC that you got coming up with Florida State out of the gate and all year come January, February, and March. There, all the teams are just tough every night in the conference you guys play in.
Absolutely. And so we spent a lot of time. There's so many different ways you can get better, obviously, the stuff you do on the court. But, you know, we watch a lot of tape. We watch a lot of us try to critique and, you know, trying to, you know, help us get better. And so it's all these things that we do. Our strength coach does an amazing job with our guys. And so we're trying to develop every part of our guys' games.
And Coach Capel, I think a lot of times listeners and fans don't realize that about coaching and about young men, especially in college ball, and it's kind of saying something in the NBA as well with the younger teams. Player development and the strength piece are probably the two key cogs to any team and how good they will be now and going down the road. Because if you don't develop your guys, get them better, get them a new thing to show on the court every day, get their mental games on point, when it really gets going for real, when it's like things get tough, the guys won't be prepared. So I feel like a lot of time our fans don't really realize how crucial for coaches is. The player development and the strength pieces is two key cogs to make a team run and go.
Well, I think it's the biggest thing in our program, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in, is the development. And it's the player development, but also the personal development, you know, helping these young guys grow as men. We spend a lot of time on it. We spend a lot of time each day in practice on skill development, skill work. We do it pre-practice. We do it during practice. And oftentimes we'll grab a couple of guys and do some stuff after practice. And so that can be on the court. That could be watching film individually with a young man. So it's all those things. It's always about growth and development, and we're always trying to figure out new ways and different ways to help them get better.
And, Coach, I feel like if you've been an African-American coach and even African-American male, that having examples like yourself in the coaching business, having a young man come play for a guy like yourself who's played ball, played professionally in yourself, can help this young man grow exponentially. Because I think for me, Coach Capel, that when I had a black coach or a black teacher or a black professor, I responded more to them being a young black male. So I feel like more young black men having an opportunity to have a black coach will help them grow as men as well, become better husbands, lawyers, doctors, whatever they choose to do in their professional lives after basketball and the shoes are hung up.
Well, that's to me, that's what coaching is that you're helping young people, especially at our level. You know, you're helping them grow. You're helping them develop. You know, we get them at such a, you know, a young age, but a very important age. And it's a lot of growth that happens in college. And, you know, I was very fortunate. I grew up with a father that coached. And I always saw the impact that he had on the young people that he coached. And I would see it as they got older, as they became adults, and them writing or calling and thanking them for how he was, for holding them accountable, for teaching them about being responsible, for teaching them about hard work, commitment, sacrifice, and all these different things. And it certainly can help. I mean, I'm a perfect example of that, growing up with my dad and then the college coach that I played for.
Yes, indeed. And also, Coach Capel, can you identify some young men who really play key roles for this year? Because for our listening audience, who might not follow you guys closely as I do, being a basketball junkie that I am. So who are some guys who you want to identify for listeners to kind of keep an eye on this year that will be play key factors for you going forward?
Yeah, well, we returned two starters from last year, our backcourt, that both averaged double figures as freshmen. Xavier Johnson averaged a little bit over 15 points a game. Last year, he broke Charles Smith, who's the best player ever here and longtime NBA player, but Xavier broke Charles Smith's freshman scoring record, and he had an outstanding season, led us in scoring, led us in assists. And then Trey McGowan's, another sophomore, averaged almost 12 points a game last year as a freshman, really, really played well, led us in steals. And so those two guys are two guys that are returning that are really exciting, very talented players.
And, Coach, I feel like Pitt is a great place to play basketball. It's a great sale. So the landscape of the ACC, of course, spreading from Florida on up the East Coast there, how do you go about marketing this program to young men who are interested in playing for you and the Pitt Panthers? Do you try to keep guys in Pennsylvania to come play for you guys, or do you kind of go on national scale as well to kind of get guys all through the region that the ACC is a part of and a little bit out west as well?
Well, one of the great things about basketball now is that there are really good players everywhere. And so you can go really all over the world and find good players. I think it's important to find guys that fit you and your style, you know, that you want to play and you know, to have the ability to do that. One of the things that we sell, the very first thing, is that we have a really good university. This is a very good school academically and something that we're really, really proud of. Pittsburgh is an amazing city. You get an actual city, but it's not as fast-paced as, let's say, a New York or an L.A. or a Chicago. But you get that feel. It's a lot of things culturally. It's a lot of things historically, you know, that happen here. And so you get that. And then we're in the best basketball conference in the country, in the ACC. And that's something that we're really, really proud of. And it's one of the things that makes it tough. And so, you know, kids want to play against the best. You want to play on the biggest stage, and our league gives us the ability to do that.
I agree. It's the toughest league I've seen in basketball from top to bottom. It's no easy out in the United ACC. And I've noticed that just watching Georgia Tech struggle. So when teams come to town, like, I can tell the league is tough, tough, tough. And you guys have a heck of a job as coaches on winning that league. So if you win that league, you can win it in any league, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And that's something that we're trying to do. We're trying to become a team that consistently wins in our league. You know, Pitt had a lot of success when they were in the Big East. And since, you know, we've come to the ACC, you know, that success hasn't been there. But we're taking the steps necessary to make that happen. And we had a lot of growth last year as a program, and we need to take some huge steps this year.
And, Coach, I want to ask you about that. Coming in as a new coach, been in year two, how'd you go about getting guys to buy into you and your staff and your culture and what you want to establish? Because I know sometimes with a new head coach, guys kind of resent that for a while. So how'd you go about getting guys to buy into you and your staff and what the vision you have for Pitt going forward?
Well, I think one of the things is that you start out with a relationship. You know, when I took over, I didn't know these guys. They didn't know me. And so you start out trying to develop a relationship. One of the things that probably helped was that it's not like I was coming into a program that had a lot of success. These guys were very eager to win. And so they were really good listeners right away. And I thought that really helped us. And then the vision, I think this is a place, you know, that can compete nationally for championships, certainly for ACC championships. And if you can compete for an ACC championship, then you have a chance to win the national championship. You know, I think that this place can become that. And so we're trying to do that. We're trying to recruit the right student athlete. We're trying to recruit the right young man that wants to be a part of something, that's not afraid of work, that's not afraid of falling in love with the process of becoming the best that you can be. And we think if a kid wants to do that, then we're the right fit for him because we've proven individually that we can help guys get better.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of getting better, Coach, look at your non-conference schedule. You got West Virginia, K-State, Rutgers, and an exempt tournament as well, on some quality mid-major matchups. So I feel like when you made a schedule, Coach, were you trying to kind of give your guys, get them a little tough for what's coming up, coming January, February, with the ACC schedule? I know that schedule, listen, read it off to me. It sounds pretty daggum hard.
No, it's tough. It's tough right away. I mean, you jump right into it. First game is against an ACC team. And then, you know, when you talk about West Virginia, we play Robert Morris at Robert Morris. It was going to be a difficult game. I mean, I was the head coach at VCU for 4 years, and when I was there, we were really good, and we couldn't get anybody to come play us at our place. You know, Robert Morris is opening up a new place, a new arena, and so we're going to be the first game in there, so there'll be a lot of emotion, and they're a good program. You mentioned Rutgers. We play Kansas State. We'll play either Northwestern or Bradley. And so it's a very challenging non-conference schedule. But with going to 20 league games, we thought this was something that could help us. You know, we want to put ourselves in a position at the end of the year to have a chance to be a postseason team. And in order to do that, you have to beat good teams. You have to play and you have to beat good teams. And hopefully we can, you know, do enough. We, you know, deserve the right to win those games.
And last one I got for you, coaches, is I like to ask coaches this, who I have on the show. Who are some coaches, individuals who really helped mold you as a coach? I know your dad did. I know your college coach did. Who are some other guys in the business who really helped mold you as a coach you are today and really help you, who you still lean on to this day, that when you have some, need some advice about some, when something crosses your path that you might not have the answers for right away?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot. I mean, I've been fortunate to be around the game for such a long time before I even got into coaching. You know, my dad was coaching, and so he was a guy that, you know, knew a lot of coaches, so I could call people and pick their brains. There's a good friend of mine that used to be the head coach at Ole Miss. He's the head coach at Cal State Bakersfield. He actually spent some time there at Georgia State, Rod Barnes, someone that I, you know, talked to a lot. You know, I think he's a brilliant defensive – I think he's a brilliant coach and a brilliant defensive coach. Ed Cooley at Providence is someone. Quanzo Martin, we bounce different things off of. Two of my closest friends, the head coach at Northwestern, Chris Collins, and then the head coach at Marquette, Steve Wojciechowski, two former teammates of mine. Those are guys that I bounce stuff off. A really good friend of mine is the head coach at Washington, Mike Hopkins. And so it's a lot of different guys. There's some older guys. I've, you know, a guy that I've always admired from afar, and I've gotten to know him over the years, is Coach Izzo at Michigan State. I've always admired what he's done with this program. There are guys like Leonard Hamilton down at Florida State, who I've had the utmost respect for, the way he goes about doing his business, how he does it, but more importantly, the impact that he has on those young men that he coaches. And so I've been very fortunate to be able to pick up a phone and call and to have those types of relationships.
And, Coach, if you're retired, Coach, you have a great job in the media waiting on you. I saw you on with the March Madness coverage. You did a great job, man. I'm like,
I appreciate
you're natural
that.
With this, man. Well, Coach, I'll see you March the 4th in Atlanta here when you play Georgia Tech last conference game of the season. So I got it circled on my calendar. Make sure I come see you guys play the GL Jackets over at McCamish there.
All right. Look forward to it, man.
Hey, Coach, have a great season. Talk to you real soon now.
Okay, man.
All right, folks. That's Jeff Capel on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey, parents. We all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to do 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back here with the Boss Man Show here with David Shaw, coach of the Stanford Cardinal, out of the Pac-12 Conference here with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach Shaw, all in heavy on the show. How you doing now?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Coach, I'm doing great. Coach, our Atlanta Hawks are 2-2 right now, which is very promising. Our Falcons, not so much, but we got our Hawks here doing pretty well so far early in the season here.
I hear you.
Yes, indeed. But, Coach, I want to ask you this, Coach. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment since your time at Stanford taking over in 2011?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us here is I've never made the program about me.
It's been about what the guys need to be successful. And we've been trying to do that in all three phases, play physical football, play smart football, and bring in guys that are tough, guys that are smart, and guys that make plays.
You got there right, Coach. And let's watch you over the years. Your offense has always been tough physical. Your defense, like I said, has been tough and physical. And I love how you still use the I formation, the pro sets. You run those spider two wide narrows, run those power plays. You run the power, not just a spread, inside zone, outside zone. You actually run straight power and impose your will on teams, which is great to see still in today's college football.
Yeah, I'm a West Coast disciple. I played in the West Coast offense, played for Bill Walsh, played for Denny Green. I'm more of a traditionalist, but at the same time, I like to sprinkle things in. You know, we'll sprinkle in some funky plays, some different plays to get guys their hands on the ball, but we always want to be big and physical up front, run downhill, and use the play-action pass to offset the run.
You got that right, Coach. And I said you got a key win last week against Arizona at home, and coached by Kevin Sumlin. Hard does a great job. He has had an arid offense everywhere he's been, and you guys kind of stand with him a little bit there. So talk about last week's win against Arizona. How's key to going to his bye week to go in there with the win?
Well, the biggest thing for us was we got our quarterback back, our starting quarterback, team captain, KJ Costello, who's been in and out of the lineup with injuries pretty much from the beginning of the year, but he was finally healthy. Went out there, threw for over 300 yards, made some big plays. As much as anything, came back and gave us great leadership on the field. So we had a 300-yard passer and a 100-yard rusher. Got some turnovers on the defensive side. So probably our most complete game of the entire season.
Now, Coach, you feel that the bye week came in for you at the right time here? You're 3-3. You kind of reset and push the buttons. Hey, we got six games to go to make a run at here in our division here in the Pac-12 here. And also to get a nice bowl game and just get better, period, with our guys getting healthier coming off this week off.
Absolutely. We have the most injuries we've ever had. This is my 13th year here, ninth year as a head coach, I believe. And there's a ton of injuries. We're starting three freshmen on the offensive line, so we got a lot of guys beaten up. So this bye week has been awesome for us, for guys to get rest, get off their feet, rest and recharge for that final push of the season.
Is, I guess you can answer my next question. So I think this is more of a self-scout week for you guys, not much on-field work. Maybe watch some film of Mel Tucker's Colorado team to get ready for those guys coming up after the bye week a little bit here, Coach?
Absolutely. We like to use our bye weeks to look at us and not spend too much time on the next opponent, to get some young guys some work in our scheme. They do so much scout team work, but now they get a chance to run our plays and just see where how they're doing. And there's some guys that are playing now that didn't play earlier in the year, so it's a few more reps for them. But for the most part, we focus on us and then get off our feet and get some rest.
And, Coach, how do you approach player development in season? I know it's big in the off-season program, you do player development, but I know it's harder in season for guys who don't play as much. So how do you yourself go about developing players during the season, live season portion of the year here?
Yeah, so a big thing is mainly for the young guys, staying on them about going to class, and not that we have to worry about our guys going to class. They go to class, but doing their best, organizing their time between practice and getting their studies done, writing their papers, studying for their tests. That's another thing with this bye week is guys getting away from football a little bit and really getting into their classes, making sure they're on top of everything. So really being that complete person that we want here at Stanford University that's doing well in school and doing well in football. And we also organize their off seasons for them and help the guys really think about what they're studying, what they want to do after school. We start lining up internships for the summer, put them in contact with guys, whether they want to get into investments or they want to get into engineering, or some guys are medicine, so they're looking to work doing stuff in hospitals throughout the summer. So we keep them forward thinking on, yes, so what I'm doing right now is really great, playing football, taking my classes, but also thinking about what we're going to do in the off season to better ourselves as people.
Exactly, Coach. And I think a lot of people realize here in Atlanta that you guys are on quarters out there. That's a little bit tougher than a semester routine, because when you guys get back to start playing, people aren't even on campus yet for you guys because y'all are on those quarters out there.
Yeah, it's a little tough. For our guys, they really like it, though, because for the first four games of the year, we're not in class. right, we have that break between summer school and the fall. So our first four or five games, we're just playing football. We're not taking classes, and the classes come in about week five, which is always an adjustment. But we get that first part of the season where we just focus on football.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, for our listeners here in Atlanta who may not know about your team the way I do, can you point out some key guys they should watch for when they watch your team play against Mel Tucker's, Bill Tucker in Colorado after the bye here?
Well, the key, like for anybody, is our quarterback, KJ Costello. When it came into the season, really coming off the second best year in the school of the history of our school. So he's thrown for a lot of yards over his career here. He's got a strong arm. He's very energetic. So he's our focal point. Cameron Scarlett's having the best year of his career as a running back, on pace for over 1,000 yards. I think we've got maybe one of the best tight ends in America, Colby Parkinson, 6'7", 240 pounds, big and fast and athletic, and a bunch of receivers that can make plays. So on the offensive side, we've got some guys that can do some really cool things, two young freshman running backs in Austin Jones and Nathaniel Pete that are explosive guys that we'll find a way to get the ball to. And on the defensive side, we'll have one of the top corners in America, Paulson Adebo. I think he's in the top six, I think, in the league, the top six in America in passes defense and interceptions. So he's another guy to keep your eye on.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, I like to bring Coach like yourself on the show because I want to expose our young men here in Georgia to something beyond Georgia. And I feel like Stanford offers you the full experience, kind of mentioned earlier, of a full-blown athlete, getting to enjoy the campus life, play football, opportunities to have a career after football as well. So how do you go about that when you go into someone's home who might not be familiar with Stanford the way I would, or just trying to get to a young man that's maybe from like Georgia or Kentucky, Tennessee, who are only seen the schools in that area? How do you sell them on the West Coast, coming to Stanford, and being a Cardinal and representing the Cardinal very, very well, the way you and Andrew Luck has been the past out there?
Absolutely. We talk a lot about playing football, but then also coming to a place where you're surrounded by excellence. You're surrounded by people that are great at what they do. And whatever subject you go into academically, Stanford's going to be one of the best in the world at what we do. So being around people that are really smart, but people that care about you and your future, and that preparation for life after football, whether that ends after your football career or you get a couple years in the NFL or whatever, at some point you get back into life. And being at a place like this, I'm a Stanford alum, and I've got a former teammate who's running for president. I've got a former teammate that's a GM of the 49ers. Those are the kind of people that you end up going to school with, and those are your contemporaries. It's one thing to say that you've got a lot of friends, but you know, I can sit here and say I got a lot of friends that I went to school with, that I played football with at Stanford, that are doing really cool things outside of just being an ex-athlete. So to widen their gaze beyond college and say I want to go to a place that's not just going to be a fun place to go to school, but it's also going to help me be successful after college.
Coach, you mentioned Dennis Green and Bill Walsh. Can you just talk a little bit about what those guys meant to you personally and professionally in your career as you coached in the NFL for a while and as you came back here and become head coach of Stanford here since 2011?
Yeah, so Denny Green, I give a lot of credit to starting even what we're doing right now. Coach Harbaugh was here before me, who did a great job turning this program around. But Denny Green laid the foundation. We were always big on the offensive line. We were always physical. We ran the ball. But we're also really attacking on the defensive side. You know, played at 34, attacking style defense. Guys like John Lynch were big hitters for us on that defense. So really, really exciting. Bob Whitfield, who ended up playing for the Falcons for years, was on the offensive line for us. So the idea of what Denny brought in, which was we weren't going to take a backseat to anybody. We're going to be big, physical, tough. And Bill Walsh came in later, my last couple of years, and really said, hey, we're going to be even more strategic as far as how we attack people on the offensive side. So really hopefully helped us play at a higher level. So those were guys that really helped us get the motivation that we needed, the mentality that we needed, and at the same time, really great and strategically attacking the defense that we played against.
And, Coach, you was around the Baltimore Ravens after they won that Super Bowl. What was it like to go against that defense in practice? Because I can only imagine those guys like Cyril Goose and Ray Lewis and those guys and Rod Woodson, how the competitive spirit they brought every day just on the practice field.
Yeah, so I got there after that Super Bowl, but it was the same. Ray Lewis every single day, Peter Bowler off the edge, Michael McCrary, Ed Hartwell. I think he went down there and played for the Falcons after he left us in Baltimore. I mean, those guys were just, it was insane. And what I even tell our guys to this day, that was a long time ago, but I tell those guys to this day, The great ones practice with great intensity because they don't know anything different. The great ones practice and they're great every single day. They're not just great on game day. So that was their work ethic. So we couldn't move the ball in practice, let alone on the games. But we appreciated it because Ray especially, he and Ed Reed, they set the bar really, really high because they wanted to be great. And if you want to be great, you can't surround yourself by people that aren't great. So he made everybody else, those two guys made everybody else raise their game.
Now, Coach, I love to watch the NFL Network during the draft time. You've done it for 8 straight years. Hopefully you do it for a 9th year. I know you get a kick out of evaluating this guy with Charles Davis, Mike Mayock before he left, and Rich Eisen. So talk about that experience when you go to get on the NFL Network and that's evaluate guys, some of you recruited, some of you played against during that time in college.
I really enjoy that. Those guys do a great job of making sure I stay in my comfort zone since I'm a football coach. I'm not an analyst, but it's just like recruiting. It's just like getting ready for the draft when I was in the NFL. You're really just looking for those positive traits that would make you want to draft somebody. And what I like about the NFL Network, the way we do it is for the most part, we're really positive. You know, hey, here's what these teams need. Oh, they draft this guy. Well, here's what he does well. Here's what I saw him do. And sometimes I can give some background about the recruiting process or have him be one of my guys or somebody that we played against. And looking at those things that these young men are going to do on the next level. And I love being a part of that progress of these guys going to fulfill their dreams.
Now, Coach, I was in Nashville for the draft. My mother is from Nashville. How was that Nashville experience? How was the smell of the barbecue up and down Broadway? Was that not a mad, crazy experience that you only live like once in a lifetime to have an experience that great in a city like Nashville?
I don't know if I've never seen anything like that. I don't know if I'll ever see something like that again to where we were on the stage. I turned around and looked at Broadway, and you couldn't see the street. I mean, it was packed. I mean, from one side to the other, wall to wall people. There were no issues. There were no fights. Everybody was in a great mood. It was a fun, festive environment. It was really exciting. And absolutely, the barbecue was unbelievable. I had barbecue every single night.
Same here. And some of those visits, this is my mother. I come back with a bunch of barbecue with me. When I head back to Georgia, I love it. I say, Mom, I'm coming back there to get some barbecue. Yeah. What about me? I want some barbecue too, Mom. I tell you. Now, Coach, also, I can say for me, being an African-American man, I love seeing an African-American head coach in FBS. What's been your key to longevity in being an African-American head coach in FBS? And what can we do to get more African-American coaches in the pipeline to become like you, a head coach in FBS as well, and FCS also?
Well, I think the biggest thing about longevity is consistency. Bob Bowlesby hired me, and one of the things he said is that we want to take the dips out of Sanford football. You know, we don't ever want to be bad. We want to be great. And if we have an off year, then we're just good. So the idea is to continually surround yourself by people that know what they're doing. They're good at what they do. Find the right people, the right players to fit, not just in your scheme, but fit the mentality of the place, right? I have to find young people that fit Stanford University as well as Stanford football. So that's the key, I think, to be for longevity at any place, is understanding where you are and the young people that need to come there and be part of that football community and part of that academic community. They have to be both. And as far as continuing to grow the number of African-American coaches, the key for all of us, I believe, is continuing to grow the candidates and making sure we have great candidates of all races, of course, but in particular the young African-American coaches, the young minority coaches that are getting into the business, is and really schooling them and preparing them, because being an assistant coach and being a coordinator is completely different than being a head coach. They're completely different worlds. So in order to get the job, you have to understand what it takes to get the job, the interview process, what you have to prepare for, but then also being able to do the job and being able to be a manager of people. It's not just about being a play caller. It's about being a manager of people. You have to manage the offense, the defense, the special teams, your coaches, the alumni, your players, the president of the university, the provost, the athletic director. So it's a multifaceted job that you have to truly be ready for, and you can't shirk any of it. You have to be able to handle all of those things I just mentioned, plus the media. So it's really preparing somebody to be able to get the job through that job process, but then also being able to do the job and do the job well.
Yes, indeed, Coach. So I hope that keeps happening for our young African-American coaches and minority coaches as well, because, you know, I feel very strongly about it. My dad was a minority high school coach for all those years coaching me. So the coaching I've been around my whole life, so I want to see more young African-American coaches come up that's close to my age as well. So, Coach, so thank you so much for your time today. It's been an honor to talk to you. You've been trying to get you on for a while. Glad we better make it happen. And best of luck to you against Colorado after the bye week here, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man, and hope you all do well, including those Falcons. Let's get those Falcons going.
Yes, indeed. Rise up. Thank all you right, so much, man. Coach.
You got it. Take care.
Have a good one. David Shaw on all the right. Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blue Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Wintergard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Wintergard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Wintergard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
is maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer, all the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, back on the Jared the Boss Man Show. We're going to talk to Martin Inglesby, the coach of the Delaware Blue Hens out of the CAA. Coach Inglesby, what's up? What's going on with you guys up there in Delaware, man?
Not much. I mean, we're in practice mode. We're getting ready to start our season next Tuesday night. We play a non-Division I team at Bridgewater, and we actually have a Halloween hoopla event, we're calling it, where it's an opportunity to get a preview of our team with the women's program here as well, inviting the season ticket holders out, our fans, alumni, students. So going to celebrate the start of college basketball season this evening, and we're excited to get going in a couple days.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, talk a little bit about it. How has preseason practice been for you guys? Has it been very good for some putting in installs, kind of seeing where guys have gotten better from the spring? So now, how's it been going so far as you're ready to tip off here next week?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, we started October 1st, kind of rewind a little bit. We took a trip to the Bahamas in August with our team. So we had 10 days of practice leading up to that trip, played 3 games down there, which was a great experience for us to compete, but also to kind of bond and connect and get to know each other better on that trip. So we've been together a lot. We did use September as a month for us to really work on our skill development, get in the gym and get a lot of shots up. And then we probably had 20 practices so far since October started. We scrimmaged Loyola. We played an exhibition game at Penn State. So our guys are ready to kick things off next Tuesday night. You know, we've had some good days. We've had some days that we had to bounce back and have better days and respond to a little adversity. And so our guys are, we're a work in progress. We're getting better. I'm excited to coach this group and kind of mold them and help them grow over the next 5 months.
You kind of hit on a couple of things I want to talk to you about. First was the Bahamas trip. First of all, how was that trip to get to go to the Bahamas? First of all, get the experience at being a, you get the experience fans once every 4 years you get to go on a trip when you're a college program here. So first of all, how was that trip to the Bahamas? Secondly, how did it kind of feel for you guys seeing up to the Bahamas after the hurricane after you guys spent time down there?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, very unfortunate situation with the hurricane going through there. We were in there a couple of weeks before, and, you know, our thoughts are prayers with that country and the great people of the Bahamas. They treated us in a first-class manner and really, really sweet people down there. So, you know, hopefully they can recover soon and quick and get things back up and running. But obviously some areas is going to take a little while, and the Blue Hens are thinking about them down there. But it was a great trip for us. Again, it came at a good time for our program heading into year four for me. You know, we took over the program a couple of years ago. We weren't ready to be able to do a trip like this, but this time we had a couple of transfers sitting out that sat out last year that we were able to bring on the trip with us. We're expecting big things out of those guys heading into this year. So it came at a good time for us and the practices to really get a feel for our team, learn from our group, incorporate those transfers into the lineup and again, mesh and mold road and, you know, try to figure out who we are. So we went down there. We played three games. We actually won two, lost one. So we had a little adversity, had to bounce back and, you know, play the next day after losing a game. But I thought it was an overall a great experience for guys. They had a lot of fun, which was most important to me. And they spent a lot of time together and getting to know each other, not just on the basketball court, but in the hotels, at the pools, at the beach. So it was a really beneficial trip for us, and hopefully it can springboard us into a great season.
I was going to say, you kind of got what you really don't get, which is a mini preseason basketball event before you start mm-hmm. for real. So you kind of can get an idea of what you got, what you don't got. You can get, kind of tweak some things here or there as you get ready to start here for real in the next week now, because I feel like that gives you a good advantage over some teams who haven't had the opportunity to kind of see what they have actually in game action.
It's it, and you know, right, and I think we've you know, we use those opportunities as a coaching staff to really kind of decompress and what did we learn and areas that we need to work on, areas we need to get better, some of the things we thought we had that maybe we don't necessarily have, and kind of strategize through the month of September as we prepared for the start of practice October 1st. So, again, we're still trying to figure things out. It's early in the season, kind of mixing and matching some lineups, some versatility in different areas that we have, incorporating some young guys that are going to be a part of it for this year and getting them experience. That was a great thing about our scrimmages and exhibition games that, you know, you were maybe a little vanilla with what you did because you wanted to see some young guys play, and we got our older guys some experience, and they needed to develop that chemistry on the basketball court and guys playing together. But you're incorporating and adding some youth in there that hopefully can help us as we move forward through the course of the season, because we're going to need those young guys, and they're going to have to play, and they're going to have to find a role. And it also gives us an opportunity to help define some roles for guys, where this guy came in, he played 32 minutes a game in high school, he shot as many times as he wanted, he's able to do what he wanted. Now we're, all right, this is what we need from you, maybe the seventh or eighth man, and we need you to defend and rebound and do some dirty things. And if you have an open shot, step up and shoot it. And you might only get two or three attempts per game, not 15 to 20 games that you got, 20 attempts that you got in high school. So helping us kind of define who our team is, that has been beneficial for us. And I think we got to continue to have those conversations as we head into the start of the season on Tuesday.
And, Coach, I know you going to year four, you mentioned it. What in your minds has been the greatest accomplishment for you since you've been at the Delaware head in the year four here as the head coach there?
Yeah, I mean, on the basketball court, I'm excited about where we are and the momentum we had. You know, we've increased our win total each year we've been here from 13 to 14 to 17. We lost in the semifinals last year in the conference tournament. But I think the most important thing that we've done is really establish a culture and kind of a brand and an identity of who we are as a basketball program. That took some time. It really allowed us to put some maybe feelings to word and create core values within our basketball program. And, you know, we make all our decisions on the court, off the court, in the community based on those core values. So I think we've made great progress in that area, and it's helped us on the recruiting front to kind of really, you know, narrow things down, or guys that are the right fits for us, and maybe guys that aren't guys that will come into our program and be good fits for who we are and be good Blue Hen basketball players. So I'm happy with that. I think our locker room is strong. We got kids that really value their academics as much as they do basketball, and that was important to me because that translates, and guys that represent our program in everything that they do in a first-class manner on the basketball court, off the court, in the classroom, in the community, and really trying to nurturing that individual growth for these student-athletes.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, I've watched from afar, seeing you guys and make improvements incrementally with your program. So now, when you market the program now, you have a track record to say, we're moving in the right direction, we're winning, we're building something special here, we have the right guys. Now you can be selective, like you said, who you pick, whether it be a grad transfer, whether it be a transfer to sit one and play one, two, or three, or you can get a high school prep for our international guy, or a senior from high school as well, or a JUCO guy. So many ways you can get players to find the right fit mm-hmm. for your program going forward based on what you've done the past 3 years going into year four here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's really kind of how we build our roster. When I got here, I tell people all the time, when I got here, we only had four scholarship guys on the roster. thought I was going to have to go up campus and have open tryouts to just try to field a college basketball team. But we've slowly built our roster with guys that are the right fits for us, competitive kids. They know how to play, high-character kids. You know, we've had some guys that have transferred that have you know, set us back a little bit because obviously, you know, the transfer portal guys going to a higher level. So you get good young kids, you give them an opportunity, and lost the kid to St. Joe's, lost the kid in the summer to Pittsburgh, which were tough blows. But, you know, our guys are focused, they're excited to compete this season. I like who we can be as we continue to develop and develop that chemistry on both ends of the floor. We have two transfers that sat out last year that'll be eligible right away. That'll be impact guys for us. And then we get a big transfer eligible at Christmas. Dylan Painter, who came from Villanova. So I think those three pieces with the returning core group of guys we have, you know, we got a chance to be pretty competitive.
It's really a non-common schedule you got, Coach. The CAA games, not even counting them, but you got a road trip to Villanova and a Zim tournament along with some quality matchups to get your team ready for CAA play, which is very, very hard. I mean, the league does not get the credit it deserves. That league is hard to play and win every night. From top to bottom, it's not easy out.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the CAA is a great basketball conference. I think it doesn't get the credit it deserves nationally, but top to bottom, some great teams, some great coaches, some great basketball players. We had, you know, two guys drafted in the NBA draft last year in the second round. So really good talent, established programs, great traditions. We got to continue to do a better job in our in the CAA of marketing our brand and getting out there. So, and I like our non-conference schedule. You know, we start with a home game. We go down to Orlando, three games in 3 days against really good mid-major teams on a neutral court, kind of prepare us what it's going to look like in the CAA tournament down in D.C. And then we got some home-and-home opportunities that have been on our schedule. We got a heck of a test going down to GW and A-10 team. We got them in a home-and-home. And then in mid-December, we play Villanova in New Jersey, which is going to be a heck of a challenge for our team. Unbelievable what Jay has done with that basketball program. I know our guys are excited about that opportunity, and it's part of a great event, the Never Forget Classics. They take some of the money that is raised from the game to donate to, you know, the family and families and children of those that lost lives in 9/11. So I think I like the balance of the non-conference schedule for us, and then right when we come back from Christmas, we are right into the thick of CAA play.
And Coach, for you and your team and your staff, so did you all try to prioritize the year to kind of get better incrementally each month so you could peak in late February, enter early March in CAA tournament in D.C.? So that's what really matters. I know we want to say the whole year matters. Really those days in D.C., I wanted to count for at least like CAA would probably be a 1B lead based on how the committee does things.
Yeah, no, I wish we were in a position to get multiple bids, but I think we are who we are right now, and you got to be able to play well for 3 days and three games in 3 days down in D.C., and I think we all know that. So you're trying to, you know, really develop and grow, and you're going to have some ups and downs, some ebbs and flows throughout the season. You just hopefully, one, you can stay healthy, that at the end of the season when we get into CAA conference tournament that we're healthy, and then position yourself to be playing the best basketball you can possibly play at the time. And you know, the one thing I love about who we've been and how we played, you know, we can play different ways and different styles. We're trying to play a little faster this year based on our personnel. The first couple of years we played a little slower based on our personnel to try to you know, maximize some of the depth that we had, the lack of depth that we have, but also our guys playing heavy minutes. And then you know, so you're trying to look at different ways to play throughout the season, and maybe you're humming playing zone down the stretch and you ride that in the CAA tournament and you're back to man-to-man, or you're tweaking some things on the offensive end. And our ability to adapt throughout a season, throughout a game, throughout a week, you know, we talk about just winning today and having a great practice today. That was my message to our team today. We have an off day tomorrow, so they'll kind of get some rest and regroup and enjoy Halloween. But let's have a great practice today. That's what we can control, right? Your energy, your effort, your attitude on every day, and then we'll figure out where we are tomorrow.
Coach, like you and my staff meetings, I tell them the energy, attitude, and effort, it's all you control every day when you come into the office. So I keep meeting my staff meetings here, Coach.
Do you really? I love it.
Yeah, I use it every day.
Yeah, we're stealing from each other, right?
Yes, God, indeed. Great. Yes, indeed, with Coach. Best luck to you this year. Like I said, I've been watching your program from afar. You know that. And I'm definitely hoping you guys do well this year. We'll be hollering at you down the road, Coach. We'll check in with you.
All right, boss, man.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thanks. You too. Good to hear from you. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Bye. This is Martin Eaglesby on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach T. Will 24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.